Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Segment 2, Hour 1 of Old School. I'm Austin Orman. You also hear me during On the Block with Strick and Austin. 2-4 weekdays, and I sit on the board with DP and J. Four of my favorite hours of the day. Hope they're yours as well. Appreciate everyone chiming in here on the text line, 402-464-5685. Don't forget, if you are not able to text, if you're sitting at a desk, potentially at work, pull up our social media stream. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, if you're on mobile as well. And Allo Channel 961, if you're sitting at home, fire us up on the TV. All right. For the last time this year, this season, I should say, 93.7 The Ticket, carrying the national championship game for the men. You can catch the radio broadcast right here on our airwaves. All our local programming will be stream only. But let's dive into this matchup here between Purdue and UConn. A matchup of number one seeds. It's the 10th time that we've gotten a matchup of a one seed and a one seed in the season's final game. CBS Sports put out a good article here. Some really interesting names, some interesting teams, interesting matchups in the previous one versus one games. Before we get into it, guesses on the text line here, 402-464-5685. What year was the first one seed versus one seed matchup in terms of the modern, you know, full expanded tournament? 64 teams or more. Give you a few seconds to get those guesses in. It's happened 10 times. What was the first one? And if you name the games leading scorer without looking it up, might be a prize involved. Might just be a prize involved. All right, get your answers in here, but just a couple more seconds before I tell you. The first one seed versus one seed game featured Michael Jordan and Patrick Ewing. That's right, North Carolina and Georgetown in 1982 was the first time that two number one seeds would square off for the national championship game. Jordan, of course, hits the go-ahead jump shot. James Worthy, who led all scorers with 28 points, had the game-winning steal. Double-double for Patrick Ewing in that game, 23 points, 11 rebounds. But yeah, the first one-versus-one matchup in a national championship, North Carolina and Georgetown. Also interesting note here, Georgetown won't feature again on this list, but this matchup tonight between Purdue and UConn is the first time since 1984 that both teams will start a center who's 7 foot tall or taller. That 1984 game, Georgetown-Houston, Patrick Ewing, Akeem Olajuwon. So there's a little NCAA basketball history for you for tonight. Okay, 11 years later, 1993, the next one versus one matchup in the national championship game, Carolina and Michigan. That's right, the Fab Five make it to the national title game. It was their last game that they would play together. Of course, that game most known for Chris Webber and his timeout that led to the technical foul in the free throws for North Carolina. 77-71, Carolina beats Michigan in the second ever one seed versus one seed matchup. Okay, that was 93. We go 6 years later to UConn and Duke. The Huskies got on the board. Their first national championship came under Jim Calhoun, snapped Duke's 32-game winning streak. Hamilton, 27 points. And that's a big deal because obviously UConn's a one seed at that time. They're really good. Plenty of NBA talent on that roster. Going up a Duke team that was absolutely loaded. Elton Brand was on that team. Trajan Langdon, Corey Maggette, Williams Avery, all on that team as well. So Duke was a 9.5-point favorite in that game. UConn sprung the upset by just one possession, 77-74. But fast forward then 25 years from UConn's first title to tonight when they're going for number six. UConn, pretty big favorites over Purdue. 6.5 points. That's a big spread for a national championship game. And honestly, the way UConn's playing, it feels a little bit low right now. This UConn team has been a wagon, has been a machine. Alabama was tied with UConn halfway through the second half, basically starting the fourth quarter of the game. UConn and Alabama were tied. UConn goes on a big run, you know, just slowly, methodically, yet quickly squeezes the life out of Alabama, ends up winning that game by 14 points. So yeah, UConn favored by 6.5 here over Purdue tonight. Moving on down the list of one seeds versus one seeds in the national championship game. You go from 1999 to 2005. Familiar name, familiar face here. North Carolina, another time that they feature here. They took down Illinois. That's right. We are not claiming Maryland's title in 2002 for the Big Ten. That's an ACC title. So Illinois had a shot to get on the board after Mateen Cleaves and Michigan State did it in 2000, but North Carolina won that game by 5 points. The first title at Carolina for Roy Williams. North Carolina led by 13 at halftime in that game. Illinois fought back to tie it up. Sean May led the way, 26 points. Ray Felton had 17 as well. Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got a look to tie it, but missed it. Carolina hit 2 free throws. Boom. There's your final margin. Okay, from 2005, just a couple years later, Florida. In 2007, their second national title in a row. They won it in 2006. Then they go back-to-back in 2007. All 5 starters returned from that 2006 Florida team. That's just unheard of. You know, even in that day and age of college basketball, to bring back all 5 starters was rare. To bring back all 5 starters from a tournament team, rare. From a Final Four team, even rarer. And rarest yet, all 5 starters from a national championship team. Imagine that happening today. That you win a title with a bunch of sophomores and juniors. And not only does everyone have eligibility remaining, everyone wants to come back to college, and not just come back to college, wants to keep the band together, wants to play on the same team with each other, for each other. It sure worked out for Florida. Billy Donovan, still the last coach to go back-to-back. We'll see if Dan Hurley can knock him off that throne, become the most recent coach then. Happened again the next year. Kansas, Memphis. How about that? Kansas, Mario Chalmers, Memphis, Derrick Rose, Sherrod Collins on that Kansas team as well. 2 seconds to go. Chalmers hits the 3 to tie the game. That does end up going to overtime. Kansas pulls away. So back-to-back years, where it's a little chalky with one seed making it out of both halves of the bracket. Then from 2008 to 2015, my personal favorite game on the list happened just a couple days ago, actually 9 years ago. Duke, Wisconsin. So Duke in the Final Four matched up with Michigan State, won that game by, 15, 20 points, I want to say. Not overly memorable. The memorable game of that Final Four was Wisconsin knocking off Kentucky that was going for 40-0. A 38-0 Kentucky team entering the Final Four knocked off its perch by Wisconsin. So it's Duke and Wisconsin in the 2015 National Championship game. Dukes end up winning that game 68-63. Down 9, about 10 minutes to go in the second half. Grayson Allen, that's really where he made his name, sparking that comeback, especially on offense. Jahlil Okafor went to the bench with 4 fouls, had a couple big buckets late. It's still one of my personal favorite Duke teams to watch of all time. Kentucky fans, sorry to relive that for you. But the interesting part about that Duke-Wisconsin game for me personally was earlier that night, had a baseball game that had gotten over, you know, I don't know, about that midway point in the second half. I don't know why I had driven myself up to the game, but I know I was in my car driving along because I stopped at Burger King for chicken fries, had the Duke-Wisconsin game on the radio, which again, you can listen to tonight here on 93.7 The Ticket. That baseball game, I hit the 1 walk-off I ever hit in my career And then I listened to Duke win the national championship on the gay home, on the way home. So April 6th, 2015, big day for young Austin Norman. Pretty great. Couple more one seed versus one seed matchups to get to. 2017 then, it was North Carolina and Gonzaga. Carolina had just gotten knocked off by Villanova the year before, the Chris Jenkins buzzer beater, Jay Wright, the calmest bang, this side of Mike Breen, really. Carolina comes back, they're a one seed the next year. Tight game. Carolina was down 3 at the half, end up outscoring Gonzaga, 39-30 in the second half to end up winning that national championship in 2017. Then the most recent one seed versus one seed matchup also featured Gonzaga, okay? But it was Baylor. The Bears get on the board for the first time in school history. Not a close game. Baylor's size, their physical play, and even their shooting ability really outclassed Gonzaga almost from start to finish here. And again, Gonzaga had a chance to go undefeated in 2021. Baylor said in perfectly Corso fashion, not so fast, my friend, 86-70. So it'll be a matchup of the one seeds tonight right here on these airwaves. UConn, the number one overall seed, and Purdue, they've gone back and forth. The other interesting note on that is that these two teams are number one and number two in Ken Pomeroy's rankings. How about that? I had to go back and do some digging. I saw these games posted by someone on Twitter. I wanted to go double check to see if this was pre-tournament or post-tournament that they ended number one or number two, because Ken Pom updates all the time, includes tournament results. So the other games that we talked about do feature on this Ken Pom list. So 2005 was 1-2 Carolina-Illinois. Carolina ends up winning it. One seed Kansas, two seed Memphis in 2008, or number two in Ken Pom, Memphis. Number one Kansas wins it. Number one Villanova versus number two Carolina. Villanova in 2016, and then 2021, it was Baylor that was number one at Ken Pom, not Gonzaga, and the Bears end up winning that national championship. So a couple one seeds, the top two teams, according to really just the man on top of the mountain, the man with the wisdom, Ken Pomeroy, the godfather of college basketball analytics, has those two teams, UConn and Purdue, at 1-2. Should be in for a good matchup tonight. Can Purdue get the Big Ten back on the board? Will UConn go back-to-back? It remains to be seen and heard on 93.7 The Ticket. We'll wrap things up for Hour 1 of Old School on the other side.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.